Welcome to the Getting Vocal Podcast. We're live, recording live, February 26th, 2014. And we're in Studio A, Voice Praise Worship Center, beautiful Blue Well, West Virginia. I am Dr. Dave. We have Heath next to me.
Hey.
Hey, Heath. We've got Zach.
What's up?
What's up, man? And Elaine.
Whoop, whoop.
Hey, how y'all doing?
Great.
Pretty good.
Apparently so. Sounds that way anyway. Drop us a line if you would. Facebook.com/Extreme Voice Radio. Again, that is Facebook.com/Extreme Voice Radio. We will check into that periodically. Tonight, I need a sound effect. Can y'all hear that? That's great. Heath's was better. That is the sound of trivia.
Yay!
Oh,
yeah.
Trivia, yay! So, tonight, we're going to do a trivia show, game show style.
Oh!
Round robin style, whatever you want to call it. We've done this before. It was a lot of fun. So, we'll dive into that periodically. Want to give you an update on our water drive? We have lots of water.
Mm-hmm.
And it just so happens, I have a job tomorrow.
Near Bud?
In Mullins. Oh. I'm going to drive right by Bud, right? So we've been collecting water for Bud West Virginia, who hasn't had clean drinking water since September. And I got a truckload there, and I can't get a hold of my contact to drop it off. So, it's not a huge problem. If I can't get, if plan B is to deliver it this weekend or sometime soon that we coordinate with our contact, I was just hoping. But it was short notice, but I was just hoping I could do it on the
And there's still time.
Right. Absolutely. And we're not going to stop with this. I mean, we can keep collecting. We can keep taking it down there. Don't have a problem with that at all. I think the folks at Bud would appreciate it.
Mm-hmm.
And God will definitely bless you for it. Helping people out is what it's all about. One of the main things.
Mm-hmm.
That's it.
Everybody have a good weekend?
Awesome.
Yes.
Yeah. Cool.
Yeah.
Great. I went to a convention, one of those cons for the geek-minded.
Ooh.
Mysticon down in Roanoke. And I got to tell you, I had a blast. I really had a blast. We all had fun. Nobody wanted to come home, but it was over.
Aww.
So we came home. Wonderful people, and I met a lot of people. I have a lot of new Facebook friends now. And you never know. One of them may be listening.
Maybe.
Because, pushed the show on the Facebook as well. So, if you are, we had fun, didn't we? Write me, let me know. Facebook.com/Extreme Voice Radio. Now, I think we're ready to do some game show stuff.
Yay!
That is hideously old.
It is old. I remember that.
Yeah.
Okay, so we are going to do some generic Bible trivia. That's got to stop. And we... That's got to stop. I'm going to turn that back up. Now, just a note to us in the studio, the sound effects will seem way loud to us, but they're not really.
Okay.
They'll sound fine to the listener. And if you don't think so, then write us. And we'll adjust it. But in the past, it's come out that way in a recording, so I want to make sure that's up there. So we're going to start out with some really easy Bible trivia questions. We're going to go around the room. Edge correct point will get you, or each correct point.
Answer.
I need to back up and yes.
Each correct point gets you an answer.
That's
okay.
It. That's what it is. Yes. And I'm going to try to hide the answers from Heath, who is sitting very close
to
me right now.
I'm going to start with 10.
And Heath is keeping score, so we have to make sure he doesn't cheat. So keep an eye on him, please. I'm not sure how you're going to do that, but just do that, okay?
Keep an ear on him.
Yeah. We'll put a mic next to the scratch pad here. We have a few sound effects. I'm not sure how that's going to work yet either, but... yeah. Let's have fun.
Let's do this.
That's right.
Let's have fun.
All in the name of the Lord.
Yeah.
Thank you, Jesus. So who do I start with?
I think we should do you read the question and we're like...
I want to do that, but I don't have a buzzer system. You know, we do have one here at the church that we used to use for Bible quiz.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Let's see if we can get that wired up and put in here.
Definitely.
Yeah. But since we do not have that technology today, we're going to have to do round robin, sadly.
Dave?
Huh?
How long do we have to answer?
If I think you're stalling too much, we'll maybe play a little sound clip, and when it ends, then you're done. How's that work?
Okay.
Okay. The first ones hopefully won't take a long time.
Yeah, hopefully not. Oh, man.
We'll see.
Okay, so I'm a traditional guy sometimes, so we'll say ladies first.
Okay.
Elaine, we'll start on your end of the studio.
All
and
right.
The first question, what gave Samson his unusual strength?
Oh, I think it was his hair.
Survey says? No, kidding. Wrong game show.
That would be muscles.
You're correct. The hair on his head, and the reference for that is Judges 16:17. Or maybe I should make you give that to me for a bonus.
How's no, that? I don't know.
I tell you what, if anybody does know it, give it to me. We'll discuss a bonus. How's that work for you? All right. So, point for Elaine, or is that
Yay!
A point for an answer? I'm not sure. Zach, you're up next. And while walking along the shore of the Sea of Galilee, Jesus called his first disciple, saying, follow me, and I will make you... complete the sentence. Actually, this one's a little bit harder than the first one. I apologize for that.
Can we steal?
Ooh, that's a good question.
Yeah.
Follower, maybe?
That was totally the wrong sound effect. Follower. Nah, I can't give you that, man. Sorry.
Oh, it's a negative one.
Let's see. I tell you what, I have so many questions here. We're not going to do steals.
Okay. Could you read it again?
We're not going to do steals for points, but I'll let you try anyway.
Okay.
Is that fair enough?
Yeah.
All right. While walking along the shore of the Sea of Galilee, Jesus called his first disciple, saying, follow me and I will make you...
fishers of men.
Yes. You might know the scripture reference for
that. That is good.
No, I don't know the scripture reference.
I don't feel bad. I don't need it. Matthew 4:19.
It's in there.
Totally excuse me on that. Okay, so Heath's up.
All right.
After Jesus was born, an angel appeared to Joseph telling him to gather his family and flee the country. Where did they go? Maybe I didn't start with the easy ones.
Where did they go?
The heart? Okay. Actually, I know this, but it's all right.
Well, he was born in Bethlehem, and they ran to...
Nazareth?
Nazareth?
Is that... that's negative. Anybody got it? Answer is Egypt.
I was going to say Egypt, but I thought no.
They fled to Egypt and then came back
to Nazareth.
Yeah.
Okay.
So what do we have? Egypt. 1 point for Elaine, and that's it. So it's back to Elaine.
Oh, man. I'm feeling the heat.
Here we go. After returning from their exile, what was the name of the city where Joseph, Mary, and Jesus lived?
That would be Nazareth.
You are correct.
Yeah.
Another point for Elaine.
Yay, me.
Yeah, you got to write that down, brother. All right. Okay, Zach. You probably get this. John the Baptist lived off the land. What did he eat?
Oh, my.
That is a toughie.
I was going to say, y'all can give me a hint, but you may not want to do that.
Bread?
No. Bread. I like the other buzzer better. it's locust and wild honey.
Yeah.
Locust and
Matthew wild. 3:1-4. Oh, that's all right, man. You're still in the game. Heath. Jesus' first recorded miracle occurred at a wedding in Cana of Galilee. What did he do?
At a wedding.
First recorded miracle.
Can I have a hint?
Can I give the hint?
Sure.
It was a celebration.
Indeed it was.
Yeah. What type of celebration?
The miracle was a celebration?
No.
Oh, well, I can read the question again because I think you might have missed it. Jesus' first recorded miracle occurred at a wedding in Cana of Galilee. What did he do? The miracle. First miracle.
What was that? I don't know if this is right. It sounds like a big dummy.
Give it a stab.
When he turned the water into wine?
You are correct.
Oh, man.
You have a point. That's why I need the hallelujah chorus. Or applause. Yay. Okay, so we got that one right. That's all the applause you get. All right, we're going to take a break there so I can look at my phone and make sure we're not leaving any comments out. Yeah. Looking, still looking. I'm on the wrong site. Facebook.com/Extreme Voice Radio. If you want to chime in. As you can tell, I am looking at that, so I will leave that up, so I'm going to look for it, and moving on. Elaine.
Yes.
God changed Jacob's name to what? Ooh, that's a hard one.
Oh, man.
That's a toughie.
Ooh.
God changed brain
buster.
Jacob's name to what?
I will wrestle you like Jacob. This is why I don't sing, folks.
Does it start with a J?
Well, I can't tell you that.
I'm thinking Josiah. That was a guess. No, that hurt.
Answer is... Anybody? You know, I have that sound effect. I need to use that one. I don't know. Maybe I just need to hire Elaine. Anybody know the answer to that? God changed Jacob's name to?
Jacob to? I don't know.
Israel.
Oh.
Genesis 32:38.
Yeah, totally missed that.
Yeah.
All right. Moving right along. Zach, who was told to name his son Solomon? Solomon.
Wow. I don't know.
I will give you a hint. He was a king.
David?
Aha!
Holy...
Point for Zach.
Oh.
First Chronicles 22:9.
Yay.
I thought we were ready to rumble there for a second. Yeah, I can't do it.
Oh, let's get ready to rumble.
Sounded like I was going there, but... Okay. All right, great. Heath, Jesus says that he is living bread which came down from heaven. What happens to anyone who eats this bread? Mm. Wow, that's got some similarity to the whale we talked about last week.
Hmm.
Was it last week?
Yeah, I think it was last
I think
week.
It was.
Eats the bread. The bread was supposed to represent his flesh.
Living bread. Which came down from heaven.
Oh.
And eat.
And then this bread. It was supposed to. What was the question?
Jesus says.
Here's your word.
I need to do these more often. I really enjoy this. We need to get this woman a juice harp. Jesus says that he is living bread which came down from heaven.
Mm-hmm.
What happens to anyone who eats this bread?
Yeah, I don't know.
Anyone? Too afraid to guess. Yeah. They shall live forever.
Yeah.
You know what's funny about these is these are kind of easy, but they're not because of the semantics.
Mm-hmm.
We might have to look that up. I'm not sure what that means. I'm kidding.
That was a big word, Dave.
Yes, the reference for that is John 6:51. Big words.
I'm impressed.
My head hurts. All right. Whose was that? Was that yours?
That was mine indeed.
It's my turn. It's my turn.
Elaine, who is in the lead.
Me.
Okay. Elaine is in the lead 2-1. So it is your turn. Should I flip to the back and give you one of the hard ones?
No, Dave.
Okay, all right. Let's see. During the Last Supper, Peter initially became upset with Jesus because Jesus wanted to...
Ooh, ooh.
Maybe I should allow steals.
You wanted to wash their feet.
Very good.
Wrong. You're wrong.
reference for that, John 13:5-9.
Sweet.
Oh, wow. I don't think I know this next one.
Oh, no.
Oh, well.
Give it to Heath.
I would have got it wrong because I forgot, but now that I know the answer, yeah, I knew it. I just forgot. Sorry, man. You ready?
I learned some.
What was the Apostle Paul's occupation? What did Paul do for a living? I'm debating on a hint here. Nah.
And this is when he was Saul and not Paul?
Well, yeah, I'm not sure on that. I'm thinking he probably did it.
This is before he encountered Jesus.
Well, actually, it might have been afterward, because before he did, he was basically running around murdering Christians. Right. So I'm not sure he had this trade.
I know what he did later on.
Yeah. Okay.
Do you?
Do I hit the button?
I don't know.
Looked like Elaine was about to karate chop him.
Answer was he's a tent maker. He was a tent maker. I was thinking about my hint being, you know, the circus.
Well, I learned things.
Yeah. Purchased products from him. The circus. Yeah.
You see Elaine over there like, watch out, Zach.
I was making the tent top.
The big top.
Thought she was coming in for a Judy chop.
Yeah, we
Zach's
might.
Not coming back.
I had to put a webcam in here. Anyway, reference for that's Acts 18:1-3. Mm. Okay, Heath. Where was Jesus arrested the night of his betrayal? Oh, look at this.
And I know it was.
Look
in
at this. She's helping him. Don't you want to win?
It doesn't matter.
I can't. Okay.
It's all fun.
It's your point.
It didn't work anyway, so.
He's going to kick himself when I read it.
He is.
Because he'll know. He knows it. He just can't think of it right now. Radio does that to you.
Yeah.
Locks your brain up.
Does it. Can I have a hint? No? Yes?
Okay, I may have to start giving hints. Okay. Yeah. He was praying there before they came to get him. Is that a hint? That's a good hint.
Uh-huh. That's a good hint.
It was in a garden, right?
Ooh. Yeah.
Garden something.
Okay.
Garden, Olive Garden?
I'm sorry. That was for her. I can't. Okay. It's a Garden of Gethsemane.
Oh.
Matthew 26:36. That's all right, guys.
My turn.
It's fun. It's a game, and we are learning. So, yeah.
It is, and we're having fun.
That's right.
I hope the listeners are, too.
Oh, it's okay. Yeah. If you are enjoying this, drop us a line. Facebook.com/Extreme Voice Radio. We aim to entertain, inform, educate. Most of all, we want to reach the world for Christ. So, just carrying out the mission of the station. This week, we're having a little break. We're just sitting back, having fun, playing some Bible trivia. So, over to Elaine.
Oh, she doesn't know that one.
She doesn't? Okay. Finish this verse. If God be for us,
who can be against us?
All right. I really need a ding, 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 ding. I don't have one. Okay.
Whoop, whoop, whoop.
All right, point for Elaine.
Whoop, 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 whoop.
Okay, I am totally not asking that question. That has no business being in the easy question category. I'm going to go ahead and ask it, and this is a free-for-all.
Okay.
We'll call it a bonus. All right.
Whoever gets it gets two.
Right, and then we'll pick up with Zach on the next one. Yeah. Okay, so. Bonus question. Some of the Psalms in the Bible are long, some are short. Which one is the longest?
119.
Really? You knew that? Okay.
I used to read it a lot when I was younger.
The longest one, even. All right.
Challenge. Oh,
how many verses?
It is 119, maybe? Is it?
It's a no, 176.
No.
Wow.
All right, well, give yourself a bonus point. I'm actually kind of surprised by that.
Cool. Very good.
I didn't know that. Probably should have, but anyway. All right, back to Zach. What person in the Old Testament was turned into a pillar of salt? And this one's, well, when I was little, this one was tricky. For me, anyway.
Do you have to have her name?
Interesting point. Let's put it this way. I do not have her name.
Okay.
So he doesn't know if it's wrong or right.
Well, I have the answer.
Oh.
We just don't have her name.
Oh.
I'm just going to go out on a limb here and say Ruth.
No. Sorry. It would be Lot's wife. See what I mean by when I said I didn't have a name?
Yeah.
I don't think they ever name her. It's just Lot's wife. Genesis 19:15-26. All right. Heath. Who, you know, these are getting harder. Who disobeyed God and wound up spending 3 days and nights inside a large fish?
Oh.
Think back to Veggie Tales. Think back to
Jonah.
Ah, Jonah! Yay.
Yay!
Point free. Yay. Jonah 1:17.
That was easy.
Yeah. Man, these are crazy. They're all over the place.
I almost caught up with Elaine.
All right, Elaine. God's children, the nation of Israel, roamed the wilderness for 40 years after leaving Egypt. Mm-hmm. What special food did he give to them from heaven?
Manna.
Manna is correct. Exodus 16:14-15.
That was so easy.
Okay, Zach.
So
who was the wisest of all the kings? And I will give you a hint. You had a question concerning him earlier.
David?
I'm going to give you another hint. not David.
Remember, there was a king of David earlier.
Right. What was that question? It was... who was told to name his son Solomon? King David. Care to take another stab at it? Who was the wisest of all the kings? I'll give you a hint.
Solomon.
There you go. Okay, give him a point. King Solomon. Woo-hoo! That's right.
That was a no-brainer.
All right.
Yay.
Okay, Heath. Jesus spoke of the wise man who built his house on blank and the foolish man who built his house on blank. Fill in the blanks.
The wise man built his house on a rock. The foolish man built his house on the sand.
Very good. Matthew 7:24-27.
Hoo-dee-hoo!
That's it. It's all right. Check out the interwebs here. What do we got on the score?
Well, where you have Heath Browning up there at the top with a whopping 4 points. I guess I should have started in the lead. We have Miss Elaine in the lead with a whopping 5 points and going nipping at her heels is Heath with 4 points. But not far behind, we have Zach with 2.
Excellently done.
Oh, man,
and Dave.
This is so exciting.
Dave has no points.
Dave is lagging behind with 0.
Yep. That happens. Okay. All right. Let's go with this one. What did the three wise men from the east bring as gifts when they visited baby Jesus in Bethlehem? Elaine?
Frankincense, gold, and myrrh.
Very good. Matthew 2:11. Okay, Zach. This is another Old Testament one. We'll see. God told this 100-year-old man that he was going to father a child. Who was the old man? And what did he say? You'll be the father of many nations.
Mm-hmm.
Or the stars. He showed him the stars and said, as these are, so will your descendants be.
Isn't that incredible?
Oh. And think, he was standing in a desert with no light pollution, which means he saw a lot of stars. Yeah, buddy.
Incredible.
I'm trying to think of... okay, your hint is he shares a name with one of our greatest presidents.
Abraham?
Yes. Yes, 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 yes.
Ding, 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 ding.
Abraham. That's Genesis 17. 15 through 17. I really like this crew. This is a good crew. Okay, Heath. How many books are in the Bible?
Oh,
would you like... Okay, now we can do multiple choice on this.
Let's do multiple choice.
A, 56. B, 60. C, 66. D, 70, or E, 75. 56, 60, 66, 70, 75. And I do not have a scripture reference for this. Maybe.
You have one chance out of five to get this.
Multiple choice. What do they teach you in school?
Go for the middle one.
If you don't know, choose C.
If you don't know, choose C. C is 66.
Actually, I'm going to go with C.
C is 66. Is that your final answer?
Do it. Just do it.
Yeah.
You are correct. It is 66.
Whew.
Oh, Elaine, how do you get these easy ones?
I don't know.
Finish this verse. I am Alpha and Omega.
The beginning and the end.
Yes, Revelation 1:8. It actually says ending. Maybe, of course, I don't know. Translations. You know. Okay, Zach. Who would become known for owning a coat of many colors? Hint, he shares a name with Jesus' earthly father. That's a good hint, I think.
Never heard of that before.
And that's not unusual.
Dude in his coat of many colors.
Yeah, it's one of, well, it's, you know, it's an Old Testament story. One. How come you keep getting all the Old Testament stuff? I don't know. Anybody want to steal it?
Joseph.
Joseph.
Joseph. Joseph. Okay.
Joseph.
All right, moving right along. I'm not going to do a sound effect because that is crazy. You keep getting Old Testament ones. Okay, Heath, finish this verse. But those who wait for the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up as wings of eagles. Oh, yeah. Okay. I would have got this wrong because...
And...
Just like Heath, he's on the spot.
Can you read it again?
But those who wait for the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up as wings of eagles. They, and that's all you get. It's a toughie. It's not a short answer.
It's not. I don't know.
They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. Isaiah 40:31. Yeah, that's a mouthful.
Yeah.
All right, back over to Elaine. What was David's occupation before he became king?
He was just a shepherd boy.
Shepherd boy. 1 Samuel 16:11-13. All right. Before we go any further, my phone's blinking. I want to see if it's a notification for... No, it's not. It's telling me the International Space Station is about to fly over. Okay. Next question is for Zach. Who told the first lie mentioned in the Bible? I will give you a hint.
Oh, I believe I know.
Okay.
Well, sort of.
You probably know.
Devil, right?
Yeah. Snake. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, the answer is the serpent. I will take the serpent. Lucifer, the devil, snake. What else? Satan.
Old Billy.
Beelzebub. Yeah, snake. Yes, all of those qualify. First, see, I done lost my place. Oh yeah, Genesis 3:40. So, okay, Heath, who is the oldest living man, and how old was he when he died? Oh, now see, that ain't fair. It's a two-parter. Oh.
So does he get a half a point if he gets the?
I was wondering about half points.
Who was the oldest living man, and how old was he when he?
You know what? Forget the last part. Who was the oldest living man? We can just go with
yeah.
that.
Yeah.
The second part will be a bonus question.
Well, there was a man who was taken up into heaven that never died, right? So would he not be the oldest living man?
No.
Is he still living?
Yeah. No. We're looking for how many years residing on Earth. That's probably a good way to phrase it.
Can I have a hint?
Lots of people use his name in like expressions like he's as old as
dirt.
Not dirt.
Your hint is it starts with the letter M.
Methuselah.
It is Methuselah.
I never would have got that.
Before I put this up.
He's as old as not dirt.
Not dirt.
Yeah.
Joe Dirt.
Hey, he lived 969 years. And
oh my gosh.
The reference is Genesis 5:27. Wow. You know what?
How did somebody do that?
Our time flew, guys.
Yeah.
Oh, I looked at the clock and I was like, no way. No. So, congratulations to Elaine.
Thank you. Wow. Thank you.
You have a whopping lead score of 8.
Ooh.
Lots of points.
Brrr. Followed by Heath with 5, who is not too
what?
Far ahead of Zach, who has 4.
All right. Thanks, guys, for playing whatever we want to call this Bible quiz trivia thingy. I think Elaine's awful happy.
I would be too if I won.
Yeah, that kind of does it, doesn't it? So, hey, thanks for joining us today. We appreciate that very much. I want to tell you about our ongoing water drive for Bud, West Virginia. They've been without clean water since September. You can send donations here to the church, Voice of Praise Worship Center. Just visit us on the website, vopwc.org. It's an acronym for Voice of Praise Worship Center. Again, it's vopwc.org. I've never heard all of this. This is weird.
It just goes on.
Yeah,
and
it
on
does.
And on.
It does.
Ba-da-ba-da.
It's like the song, it doesn't end.
Ba-da-ba-da.
Yes, it goes on and on, my friend. I think she's heard it before. Wow, that's pretty cool. Well, anyway, this has been Getting Vocal, the podcast. Thanks for joining us. What happens Sunday?
Church!
Yeah. The weirdest thing.
It is church.
We worship.
Yeah, so 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. It is still Eastern Standard Time, and then the week after that, it'll actually be Eastern Daylight Time, so daylight savings is coming.
Oh, man.
Get ready. Hopefully the weather will leave along with standard time, but anyway. Yeah, join us 10 a.m. Eastern Time for church. 10 a.m. Pam will lead you in worship. Pastor Jason will bring the word, and that'll happen on Extreme Voice Radio. It's evradio.org. On behalf of Elaine.
Aw, thanks, everybody. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Elaine. Zach.
We'll see you.
Thanks for hanging with us. Heath.
Peace, hair grease.
Yeah, what he said. I'm Dr. Dave. We'll catch you next week, hopefully. God bless.